This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are among the leaders who will attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Brazil this morning on the second leg of his three-nation visit. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders' Declaration, as well as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme for this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet, where Brazil would prioritize the issues of social inclusion, poverty, sustainable development, and reform of global governance institutions. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. The two leaders had a restricted meeting, which was followed by delegation-level talks. Sharing his remarks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister said, India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. He said both nations have been working together to deal with challenges like terrorism and piracy. Prime Minister thanked the Nigerian President for deciding to honour him with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger, GCON. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that India and Nigeria will bring the issues affecting Global South before the world. Senior Indian Information Service officer and former press secretary to the late President, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, S.M. Khan, has passed away. He breathed his last at a private hospital in New Delhi after a brief illness. A 1982 batch IIS officer, S.M. Khan, had also served as Director General of DD News. The election campaign has reached its final stage in Jharkhand as the state is fully geared for the second and final phase of polling on the 20th of this month. Today, on the last day of campaigning, political heavyweights from various political parties will make a final push to woo the voters. In the second and final phase of the state assembly elections, political parties will make their last ditch to attract the voters in 38 constituencies of Santhal and Koyalanchal regions. In this phase, several high-profile seats will go to polls, including Dumka, Shikaripara, Deoghar, Littipara. On the last day of the election campaign, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election rallies in Sahibganj, Godda, Dumka, Deoghar and Ranchi. While BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will try to woo the voters in Sahibganj, Jamtara and Deoghar. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Leaders of various parties are making all-out efforts to gain the support of the voters. Polling in the state is scheduled on 20th of November and the counting of votes will be held on 23rd of November. Union Minister and Bharatiya Janata Party leader Amit Shah is expected to address a rally in Navi Mumbai today. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing media persons in Mumbai today. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP 4, in Delhi NCR from this morning. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated to the severe category. Under the GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states will be banned in Delhi. However, trucks carrying essential commodities and providing essential services will be allowed. All CNG electric and BS6 diesel trucks will also be permitted to enter Delhi. In cricket, India's Test captain Rohit Sharma will miss the opening match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy BGT against Australia, which is said to begin on November 22 in Perth. In his absence, while Captain Jasprit Bumrah will lead the team. Bumrah previously captained India in a test during the 21-22 tour of England when Rohit Sharma missed the fifth test due to a COVID-19 infection. And that is the end of this news bulletin.